The dynamics have been very different, and frankly, our chancellor and our management team doesn't believe you can utilize the police to send students to classroom. You may send them somewhere else, but actually, you want them to be peacefully on campus. You know, look, this is a really a national student movement with all the state universities participating, and it's been endorsed by two former prime ministers, a former Supreme Court judge, a former attorney general, and a former ombudsman. So these are very respectable and accomplished Papua New Guineans who believe that the students are fundamentally right in their demands.
It is quite a difficult balance, though, isn't it? Because on the one hand, the students have the right to protest, but on the other hand, they have their responsibilities, perhaps as students within a university, to parents and family who are paying for them to be there. So what is your feeling on how you get the balance right? Did you think that perhaps the University of Papua New Guinea has gone too far?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm also council member of the University of Papua New Guinea, but I will speak about the Unitec situation. You know, as the students are acutely aware of this balance, and I wish, you know, they would not have been faced with this choice of choosing between their studies and their only chance to finish higher education, you know, often sponsored by their parents, but the whole clan, on the one hand, and on the other hand, what they feel is the right thing to do for the country. For us, you know, as educationalists, we don't, of course, like them to go on definite boycotts. But the students know that at Unitec we have had four boycotts over the last 5 years, and the longest lasted about 5 weeks. And we have always been able to successfully finish the academic year. So as long as they don't last for, let's say, more than 2 months, there is a possibility for the academic board to rearrange the calendar. The balance here is easier to strike because we held a regular referendum overseen by the Electoral Commission. The SSC is an autonomous body within our university constitution, and they have a right to make their opinions known. The result of the referendum was 2,059 for and 296 against the boycott. So there is an overwhelming majority that wanted this boycott. So that created a clarity which has been lacking at UPNG. And you know, frankly, I question the repressive stance of the management and the council. If you don't allow the students to hold a referendum, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's not fair. They need to have a regular referendum, and then the minority will need to accept the decision of the majority. That is in the constitution of our university. Universities, you know, we are not the critics, but there is space for public debate at universities. If there were no space for that, what's the point, really?
And I suppose also with the situation as you've described it there and the way that the students up in Lae have gone about their business of trying to get their message across, I mean, some might argue that they're adhering more strictly to a democratic process than the man, of course, who they're targeting, namely the Prime Minister Peter O'Neill.
Well, I won't comment on that, but this group of students have been, you know, very disciplined. We have been in a constant dialogue with them. They follow all the procedures. It's not true that the student leaders are a bunch of radicals and failed students. Over the past 5 years, all SOC presidents and executives have graduated. It is also not true that they're infiltrated by the opposition or criminals. There's no evidence for that. And incidents take place, then we have the campus police to deal with those. The students are also much better informed than in the past, thanks to social media. So this issue is not new. The issue with not only the Prime Minister, but other leaders who have been indicted and for which arrest warrants have been issued, this has been going on for 2 years. So it's not an impulsive or emotional matter. It is well thought through.
So from what you're saying there, I mean, when we look at the student body in Papua New Guinea, it's perhaps fair to assume that within that group, Papua New Guinea's future leaders may well emerge. And here we have a group who are demonstrating great leadership qualities. As you say, they're not radicals, they're not failed students. They're just trying to get their point across and stand up for their country.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the way they have been going about organizing this national awareness campaign has been quite interesting. They have written to all the government and provincial police commissioners, asking them, you know, to permission to come. They are very effective and well organized. So yeah, of course, you know, we have pointed out that if this lasts more than a couple of months, they're really going to be in trouble with their education, and they do understand that, and you know, they hope that within a couple of weeks this whole issue will be over.